Today's recording is sponsored and dedicated by Adam Klasner in honor of the Refuah Shleima, the complete healing of Kalcha Bas Sheina Sima. May Hashem send her strength and much joy on this holiday of Sukkot. Just a couple of months ago, my wife and I went touring in Italy, in Florence, Venice, and Rome, and we saw some absolutely beautiful things. There's gorgeous things there, especially for a person like myself that loves art and history. We saw their beauty that we had never seen before in so many ways. Architecture, the splendor, the beauty that is over there is so moving. And you really see what the sages meant, that since the time of the destruction of the temple, so much of the grandeur that this physical world has to offer was taken by Rome, is in Italy. I had never been moved to tears by beauty before, and I was quite a few times by some of the things that I saw there. Among the many, many beautiful sights there is over there in Venice, there's something called the Bridge of Sighs. It connects the Doge's palace. The Doge was the ruler of Venice for many centuries, and that palace itself is incredible, unspeakable, the art that they have there, and etc. And there's a bridge that connects the Doge's palace, which also included the courtrooms, to the dungeons, to the prisons that prisoners would be taken to after they were convicted and very often sentenced to death, or at least many decades of the rest of their lives in these danky dungeons, prison cells underground, which you could also see. As these prisoners would be taken from the court, from this palace, to the dungeons, they would pass through a bridge. And that bridge has a window where they were able to have a view, a vista of the gorgeous view that you see from St. Mark's Square in Venice. Gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful view. And these prisoners, as they would be walking into their dungeons or to their death, through this beautiful bridge, they would have a view from this window, their last view of the beauty that this world offers. So Lord Byron, the great romantic poet Lord Byron, when he spent time in Venice, he called this bridge the Bridge of Sighs. So to speak, as if to say that the prisoners, as they would be having through this window, their last glimpse, their last opportunity to see the wonder that is Venice and generally that this world has, they would give a sigh as they were being led to the dungeon. And I've been thinking recently a lot about this Bridge of Sighs because I realized that a sukkah is the exact opposite of the Bridge of Sighs. The Bridge of Sighs would be where prisoners would sigh as they would have their last view of the beauty that this world has to offer and then went to the dungeons. A sukkah also has to cause us to sigh, but for the opposite reason. A sukkah is a slight view, just an ability to give one glimpse at the eternity and the infinity that's waiting for us. A sukkah reminds us that everything that we have in this world, all the beauty and grandeur and spectacular things that nature, that life, that love, that friendship, that family, all the wonder that this world offers is also only a glimpse of the infinite being of God that transcends this world, and that all of the physical created universe is only a slight ray, a slight emanation, a slight glimpse, a drop of what God is. And the sukkah, more than anything else, reminds us that, because in a sukkah we dwell for 7 days under the shade of the schach. And we know that the holy books teach us that the schach, the covering of the sukkah, is a manifestation of the Shekhinah. And we feel that the Shekhinah is makif, that the Shekhinah, the divine presence, transcends us. We know that whatever we experience in life is not yet God. It might be godliness, it might be a ray of God's light, but it's far from God. God transcends us, and we see that through the sukkah, the schach. And then Chassidus says even deeper that we know that the Yerushalmi teaches that you have to be able to see the stars through the schach, even though halachically we don't paskin like that, but the Yerushalmi does say that you have to be able to see the stars through the schach. And Chassidus explains that that means that even the feeling that we have of the schach, that God transcends us, is also somehow a feeling of God's greatness, that it transcends us. Everybody knows that there's something greater than I am. It's not hard to feel that God transcends us. There are people that transcend who we are. There are people that are smarter than we are, more successful than we are. above us in different ways. So Hashem transcends us, but to be able to see the stars means that not only do you know that God transcends us, but that we have absolutely no idea. It's a makif harochik, it's absolute transcendence, a transcendence that we don't even know what it is that we're lacking, so to speak, yet. And we Jews, throughout the centuries, the reason that we've been able to live in so many societies with so much beauty that they had to offer. And when a Jew had a choice between partaking of the beauty of a certain society and having to give up on Hashem, on Torah, we never did. We kept to Torah. In Venice, Jews lived in slums in the ghetto and they refused to give up on the Torah. They refused to convert out of the faith, to embrace the grandeur, the spectacular things this world has to offer, because we believe that anything the world has to offer is only a little teeny drop of Hashem's light, and Hashem is infinitely transcendent, and we Jews always knew how to look up at the stars, how to feel and believe that there's something way beyond anything the world has to offer. And that's God, and God we get through Torah, through learning Torah, through picking up a lulav, through doing a mitzvah. You know, the great writer Oscar Wilde once said that there could be a lot of people lying in the gutter, but only some of them are still trying to see the stars. Life often throws us into the gutter, whether physically or spiritually, existentially, but we Jews always, always knew how to still look up at the stars through the schach, to feel the stars, that there's a God that hovers over us, like that eagle that wakes up its young, slowly in the nest. And therefore, when we are in the sukkah, we do give a sigh, but it's a sigh of simcha, a krechts of joy, of knowing that we haven't yet begun to partake in everything that God is. The world is just a forspies, a taste, an hors d'oeuvre of the infinity that Hashem is, that Hashem is in the Torah mitzvahs. And when we do Torah mitzvahs, we are connecting to that infinity. And although we might not yet feel it, but we will when Mashiach comes, when infinite beauty will become part of this world permanently, and we will no longer need to sigh, but we will rejoice forever. May we be zeichet still tonight, Mitzvah Shem.